All right, the very first Mishnah in Shas. Me'emesai Karna Shema Ba'arvis. From when do we start saying Shema at night? The mitzvah of Shema, of course, is at night and during the day. B'shach b'cha u'kumecha. So what's the zman? What's the timing for the mitzvah? So from when do we start it? Misha shakhanim nechnesim echol b'trumasam. From the time the kohanim are able to eat truma. So what does that mean? So we separate, we set aside a portion of our agriculture, either a 40th, a 50th, or a 60th, for the purpose of giving it to the kohen. Now the kohen has to eat this truma when he is pure. If he's tameh, if he's impure, so he has to go to the mikvah and then he has to wait until nightfall. So the Mishnah is saying that the same time that the kohen is allowed to start eating truma, which is from the beginning of nightfall, so too that's when we start saying Shema at night. If we assume a perfect day, usually we calculate hours based on how many daylight hours there are, but let's assume a perfect day right now, 6 to 6, the sun sets at 6 p.m. and the sun rises at 6 a.m. So you would start saying Kriyat Shema at 6 p.m. Ad sof hashmira rishona. When does it end? It ends up until right after the first third of the evening. So it would, if you divide 12 hours by 3, so we're talking about 4 hours. So you start saying Shema at 6 p.m. And you could, the mitzvah would end at 10 p.m. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer pin. Chum omrim ad chatzos. The Chum say no, it doesn't end at 10 p.m. And this perfect day would end at 12 a.m. It ends at midnight. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Achiela Amar Shachar. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, it's the entire evening. You're allowed to do it up until it starts to become day. And by the way, they're probably arguing about when people go to sleep, right? The Mefarshim say, Rabbi Eliezer is saying that most people go to sleep, at least back then. I know this doesn't apply to high school, or really me either, but most people would go to sleep at the beginning of the night, between hours 6 and 10. After all, the Pasuk says you say it b'shach b'cha when you're lying down to go to sleep. The other opinion seemed to say, no, Rabbi Gamliel would say you say it the entire night. It really means not when people are going to sleep, but when people are asleep. Okay. Ma'aseh Shebaal Banav Mibeis Mishnah. There was a story that Rabbi Gamliel's children came back from a party. Let's say at 2 a.m., right? Amrlo, they said to him, Lo karinu ha-shema. We didn't say Shema yet. It's the classic thing that we're all worried about when we get back from parties. Amar lahem, im lo ala amar ha-shachar. He said to them, Rabbi Gamliel said to his sons, if the sun didn't yet rise, meaning if it didn't start to, if day didn't start to come, if it's still night, chayev matem likros, you have to still say Shema, it's still the mitzvah. V'lo zu bilvad, and not only that, ela kol ma she'amru chachamim ad chatzos. Anytime the chachamim said until that a mitzvah is until midnight, mitzvah son ad she'yalo amar ha-shachar. What they really mean is that the mitzvah is the entire night. Meaning he's saying that the chachamim, that middle opinion, actually agree with him. When they said that it's until midnight, they actually mean the entire night. Right? Example, Hektar Chalam Ve'evarim, when we burn certain fats of a korban that has to be done at night, mitzvah san ad she'yalo amar ha-shachar. The chachamim say it's until midnight, but it's really the entire night. V'chol ne'achal niyom echad, and any korban that has to be eaten entirely in one day, when does that day end, so to say? When does that night end? It's also until it starts to become day. And yet, in all of those cases, the Chachamim still say until midnight. So why? Im kain, lama amru Chachamim ad chatzos. If that's true, the Mishnah asks the obvious question. So then why did the Chachamim tell us that it should be only until midnight? Kedei laharchik esa adam in avera, in order to help us, to distance us from sin. Because if we know that it's the entire night, so then as the night progresses, we'll keep on saying, okay, I have more time, and it'll push it off until it's too late. But if they give us a time like chatzos, so then we might push it off a little bit, and we might go beyond chatzos, but it's still the mitzvah. They're basically trying to create a geder, a gate, so we don't really miss the zman. That is Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis. So we just talked about Kriyat Shema at night. Me'emesai Karna Shema B'Shachris, says the second Mishnah. When do we start reading Kriyat Shema in the morning? What's the Zman for that? Mishayakir bin Tcheles L'Lavan. When we're able to recognize and we're able to tell the difference between Tcheles, a light blue, L'Lavan, and white. Meaning when you're outside and it's pitch black and it's really dark, and the sun is starting to rise, so the moment that you can tell the difference between light blue and white, that is the moment that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema begins. It's very early in the morning. It's pretty easy to tell the difference between those things. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ben Tcheles Lekarsi. No, it's actually a little bit later. It's when there's enough light to tell the difference between two more similar colors, blue and green. The Gomra ad Netzachana, and it ends when the sun is fully in the sky. The rationale there is that uvkumecha means we say Shema when people are still waking up. And back then, I know it's hard to relate to, but back then people would wake up before the sun was fully in the sky, right? They would wake up early. We still do, certainly in the winter, right? That was That was just the practice of everyone. Everyone would wake up before the sun was totally risen. I know it's hard to relate to, right? So that's when it ends. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer ad shalosh shaos. Now, actually, he says until 3 hours into the day. So if the sun rises at 6 a.m., the mitzvah goes until 9 a.m. Why? Shekein derech bnei adam bnei melachim la'amud b'shalosh shaos. Because children of kings, princes and princesses, who didn't have to work, who could live leisurely lives, would get up later than most people. They didn't have to rush anywhere, and they would usually get up until 9 a.m. So look at that. You all have the status of princes and princesses. So beautiful. So the halacha goes, and that's generally how we pass, and it goes further than just sunrise. It goes later than that. Hakorei mikan ve'elech, if you miss this man, if you read after those 3 hours into the day, lo hefsid, you haven't lost anything, meaning you lost the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, but you can still do it and say the brachos. Why? Ke'adam hakorei betorah. It's just like you are learning Torah, right? The Kriyat Shema are just psukim in the Torah, so you missed out the mitzvah if you missed this man. You can't get the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, but it's still worth doing it because it's just like learning any piece of Torah, and that is valuable. Okay, Shkoyach, we'll start with Mishnah Gimel next time.